Yay.
I hear Jamie.
You
no,
did.
You don't.
She did it.
I do so. I hear her. Where did she come from if I don't hear her anymore?
Me, your imagination.
Yeah, well, that works too. I'm sure that happens also. All right, so let's see. Diane's going to be late. Jet's reading the intent, so let's let her do that while we are waiting for the rest of our peeps.
Okay. Insider's intent. Really?
What?
Yeah, I heard something. Okay. All right, we'll start this over again. Give me a do-over.
Okay.
Give me a do-over. All right, insider's intent. Shift Insiders is a business-shifting mastermind focused on the principle of abundance. To that end, we are willing to be visible, accessible, and to give and receive abundantly. Our intent is to move forward, dissolve barriers, walk together with the awareness that we are meant to share who we are with others. Our business is love loving itself, light shining, mind expanding.
Thank the gods. Thank you, Jet.
I love reading that one. I haven't read that one in a long time. Ugh, I love that one.
I know. It's just so nice to know that's what our business is. It's like, oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
That is. Yeah.
I think that's an easy. Yeah. It's a given. Well, Micah won't be here because she's working. Diane's going to be late. I don't know where Corinne is. So
Corinne
we're start
was
with,
just on email.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, speaking of Corinne, Jet, let me just do a business thing. Who is running that team, you or Corinne?
Well, I guess I am because I never heard Corinne never emailed back to say one way or another. So I'm going to say I am.
Okay. Thank you. All righty, then. You are running that
even
team.
Even though she had said in the beginning – but she wanted you to be last because you're good at wrapping things up.
She did say that.
Who
but
said that?
But you're right. She didn't answer. Corinne said that way in the beginning.
Oh, way at the beginning? Well,
yeah.
You know, I'll be tired by the time.
But you did ask her and she didn't answer her.
Right. So I'm going to say that a no answer means no, I'm not available at this time. So I'm just going to.
You're in charge.
I'm just going to take it. And it'll actually work better because I'm, you know, out of my mind right now, busy. But I'm going to be exhausted by the time the next three-month period comes around, and I won't feel like doing anything. So I'll do all my stuff now.
All right.
It just makes sense. Okay?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, you're in charge.
Okay.
Okay. Just for a momentary moment, on the other Team Surrender, I just wanted you to know that Cheryl and I did set up an appointment to talk, and it's next week. And we just hadn't included you in that email because she had questioned it, or, you know, we had talked about through the emails meeting together to talk about leadership, but then we dropped out of the big stream to just do that privately, but I just wanted you to know.
Oh, perfect, Kathy. Thank you. That'll be fun. I know you guys will have a good conversation.
Yep.
That's such a cool little team. All right. So, Jet, while you're still not muted out, do you want to go first? Because what we're just talking about is what happened over this is where I want to go, and then you can go wherever you want to. Just take me with you. That's all I'm asking. Don't leave me behind. So, I just realized when I say that, I go, wait, no, take me. So what happened over the holidays? Let's talk about what we did and didn't do. I think I got halfway through the couple of weeks and went, oh, I was supposed to do something with myself because we were so freaking busy. I'll be happy to share what that is. But so what did you guys do over the holiday? And then what do you want to do for this coming year And then there's a piece in here. Do you guys, how do you guys want to go back? Do you want to go back to the blah blah blah, the way we did it before?
Yeah, going with the hot seat, once a month, or the focus once a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So you get to start.
All right. Well, over the holiday, I had many plans to do nothing, and then I had plans to get involved with some software, some new software, and figure out how to use that. And I was going to get my laptop all organized, but I still don't have it back. And the good news is that all the things that were wrong with it ended up being covered under warranty, so I don't have to pay anything for getting it fixed. But it's been, you know, probably a couple of months that I haven't been able to use it at all, and I have never been able to use it really for its intended purpose. So,
wow.
Oh, well, you know, life is what happens while you're making other plans. And you know, I've learned how, one of the good parts about this is that I have learned how to adapt to doing things without being, you know, without having the necessary equipment that I need to be Johnny on the spot. And since I really have no desire to be Johnny on the spot all the time, that actually turns out to be a good learning thing for me. You know,
yeah.
And so when I meet with clients, because I don't have a computer that actually has a tax program in it, all I can do is take their information and say, okay, well, I'll get back to you. And I can look at some stuff and I can do some very broad strokes, but I can't really answer any questions because I don't have the tax software in front of me. And so, you know, people are being treated by me the way most clients are treated in most accounting firms, which is, there's really nothing wrong with that, you know. Yeah, I do things a little differently, but I would do things differently regardless of whether I had the programs together or this or that or the other thing available. It doesn't matter. So, you know, I'm different in my own right without having to be any more different. So, that's, you know, I learned some stuff over the holiday just through not having what I thought I should have and by being held up. And I'm also, the other side of that is that I'm adapting because I recognize that the only person that can really hold me up is me. And so it has to be a choice. And I'm not just intellectualizing that information anymore. I'm actually incorporating into it. And didn't you say that, you know, now we're taking all of these things and intents and concepts and principles that we're learning and we're turning them to, you know, practical uses. That's what Insiders is all about. And that's pretty much what I did. And I was, there were times when I was just tired, and instead of beating myself up about it, I just rested. I got all the way through the entire Gamache series, so now I'm in the enviable position of having to wait until August till the next Gamache book comes out, you know, and so I'm excited about that because I actually got through book 11, and what a glorious, I've learned so much from the characters in those books. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
I love the village. I love the village. I love the concept behind what the village stands for. I love the reality of it. And at the same time, I love the magic of it. And so, you know, what did you do over summer vacation? Well, I read Louise Penny books until my eyes fell out, you know, and my ears fell out too, because I listened to all of them on Audible, and yeah, It was just great. It was just wonderful. Did I get everything done that I thought I would accomplish? Of course not. Because I always say that I'm going to get this done and that done and the other done and this and that and the other, and it's always more than is really possible in the worldview to do in any given time frame. So, you know, that's okay. I got the important things done. The important things landed in my lap, and I got them done. And I did spend time with family. I did take some time off. I did do some work. I did stress and worry about tax season coming up with some of the issues that I'm going to have with software and people and computers and all that crap. And so I think I did I at least covered in broad strokes what I plan to do over tax season.
Wow, cool. So, wow, you've got a lot going on there. yeah, I know that. Wait, let me just ask. Diane, is that you that came in or Corinne?
It is, but I'm driving for another 10 minutes, so I'll be
okay,
quiet for
no problem. Just wanted to know where it was you. So I know that Kathy knows what books you're referring to, but I haven't told every single person in the world about my favorite book, so I don't know if Jamie or Diane knows, so you might want to mention
what. I don't know. What is that?
Oh, okay. Well, there's an author out. She writes mystery books, and her name is Louise Penny, P as in Peter, E-N-N-Y, just the copper penny.
Mm-hmm.
And she has written so far 11 books around her central character, Inspector Gamache, who is the chief inspector of homicide of the Sûreté in Quebec. And the first book that she wrote introduced him and us to a little village called Three Pines, which by all standards really kind of reminds you of Brigadoon. But that's just the magic part of it. The reality part of it is so much better than Brigadoon. And she writes marvelously. She writes rich, wonderful characters. When I reviewed the first book that I read, I said, oh, my God, this is, you know, she's like Agatha Christie for the 21st century. And somebody else wrote, she's been compared to Agatha Christie, and I think that that's unfair to Louise Penny. Her characters are so much richer and deeper and incredible than Agatha Christie's. And she's this reviewer was right. She's marvelous. She's a marvelous, captivating writer. And right up my alley. This is the first time since I finished up the Elizabeth Moon series, Paxinarian, that I have been so involved in a book that when I picked it up, I literally could not put it down until I finished it.
Ooh,
and
nice.
When you meet the characters, you know, it just. The only thing that I recommend is the same thing that Becca told me and the same thing that everybody who has read the Gamache series has told anybody. Start at the beginning. Get the actual proper sequence of the books in the order in which they were written and only read them in the order in which they were written.
I knew
okay.
I was a rebel. I knew I was a rebel in that.
Yeah, you didn't do that, did you, Kathy?
Oh, heck.
I knew you wouldn't do that.
You'll be sorry, though.
I don't know because I don't know that well. So part of the intrigue of it for me is to figure out everything that's going on, and I'm only just new to the series, and so you know I'm just new to it, and so eventually I may just start back from the beginning. I tried to do that when I ordered one yesterday, but. My thought is the opposite of yours, Jed, in a way, is that I'm just so grateful that I'm not done with the series because I have other authors that I read that I could extol upon, and I'm waiting for their current books. And so it's like, oh, good, these are good books, and I haven't read them all yet. Yay! And so I kind of went through going, okay, which one's the cheapest? I'm buying the cheapest one because, you know, that's what my budget will allow. And they were only a couple bucks difference. But yesterday when I bought one, I just said, okay, I think I'll go with the, you know, $7.99 instead of the $11.99. I'm good. I'll figure it out.
Yep.
Just the hangman was super, super, super disappointing because it was the condensed version. It was written for Goodreads, I think, and it's extremely it's like a condensed book. It has zero detail in it.
Yeah, that was
so,
a $3.99 choice, and I thought, correct. Well, I got one $3.99, and then I saw it was a novella, and I thought, nah, I don't want a short one, so I backed up. So I forgot what the title of the one I'm on is on.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to get off on a book, but it is an amazing series.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, no. I have read that series twice, and Kathy, I did what you did in the beginning. I read them out of order and then went back and read it in order and realized how much I missed. So, but I started it out of order for the same reason you did, for the cheaper prices, and then I just went, screw it, and bought them all in the order.
Well, here's the deal. When I get to, I'm reading them in order, and when I get off tax season, I'm going to start all over again and read them in order again.
Wow. Yeah, I read them in order again, too. Very, really, very good books. Okay, so, Jet, how do you want to go with the class from here? Do you want to go, do you have a preference where you want insiders to go?
Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that along with your theme of understanding in unity, that I love that, by the way. I love it exactly the way you wrote it, too, with the parentheses around under. I'm thinking that we could actually flow along the theme right into insiders with this, too.
Okay.
To kind of marry up the intent and the unity of the council in a business, you know, in our business. I think that would be kind of fun. I have no objections to whatever anybody decides to do is fine with me, but if we're doing a theme for the year of 2017, I think that if we run that similar theme right across the board and just change the focus of it to match the concept of each call, I think that's probably a good thing, because if there's one thing I think we need right now across the world, it's unity.
Well, that's for sure. Okay, I like that idea. Let's see what everybody else says, and then we'll come up with how we want to do that. But I can see, I can see how that would work really well. So thank you, Jet.
Thank you. Oh. One question. Does it sound like I'm driving?
Yes. I was just thinking, who's driving?
Okay. I'm going to mute then. All right. And I'm going to be muted from 4:30 on, okay? Just so you know.
Until you're not.
Until I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jet. Okay, so I heard another ding. So, Corinne, is that you? No? Okay.
Oh, you know what that ding was? I think it was somebody's car door.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Oh, it was a car door ding. You're right. I did, now that you say that, I heard it as a car door. Okay. So, Jamie, since you just said something, why don't you go next?
Okay.
Okay.
For the holiday, I spent most of my time dating myself, as I told you last night.
Which is so cool.
I did. Let me think. Okay, I did not do anything with calling Create Space and getting that going. I wanted to wait till January, till now this year. So that'll be my next thing. And I did start work on a new piece, and I'm not happy with it. So I'll keep working on it a little more, and if it doesn't go where I... it should go. I'm going to stop and start all over again instead of struggling with it, because you don't, and nothing good comes out of when you're struggling with a piece of art, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's better just chuck it, start again. So I'm going to see where it goes. It was all gung-ho, started going, and the more I get into it, the more I don't like it. So I did do work on that. I did band stuff, a few band rehearsals, and I finished up all my recitals. So I had a pretty easygoing, lazy last month, so I can't say I made too much progress.
Yeah, but that was part of what was supposed to happen last month, if that's what you chose. So that was progress.
Yeah, easy. I don't count it as progress when it's easy, you know. It's like, that doesn't count.
What? Okay, well, what doesn't it count towards?
It doesn't count towards progressing. I didn't progress towards anything.
Well, how do you know? I mean, really, how do you know that when you were dating yourself, there weren't things going on under, like, roots in the ground and nurturing the trees? What is progress? I think this is something, the reason I'm saying this, I think it's an important point, and because I am really, I'm always going, okay, what are you guys doing? And I really am interested in what you're doing and that you're moving forward towards expressing yourself. But I think there are times, more times than we think, that expressing yourself has to be a step back. And that's, if that's what you were doing, if that was what called you, when did it become that the only time we're progressing is when there is a visible representation of it?
That's a good question, but I don't know the answer, but I know that that's how I feel. If there's not a visible representation of some kind of change, then there was no progression made. But doesn't mean you went backwards. It's not necessarily that it was a bad thing, but I don't think I can credit myself towards making progression.
Well, if our point is that we move forward, dissolve barriers, walk together with awareness that we're meant to share who we are with others. Our business is love loving itself, light shining, mind expanding. So were you love loving yourself for this past month?
Yeah.
Was your light shining?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not sure that something didn't happen. That's
why. Okay, I just didn't see it.
You just didn't see it, yes, because I've noticed when I go for walks, I've talked about that, you know, in the easing, like, I'm going for a walk, and you can say, oh, yeah, that's, well, you know, it's exercise, but it's also, well, I could be sitting at my computer doing stuff, but so much goes on during that walk, or when I'm reading a Louise Penny book, there's stuff going on behind the scenes that is progression. So as much as
okay.
I love to see physical evidence of progression, I think we have to be careful that we don't get into that place that we only progress when we can count it.
Yeah.
So because then I think we're missing the point of light shining. So
yeah. Yeah,
I'd
you're
love
right. I have to
I'm always right. No, I'm just kidding. I got to say that because you're my sister. All right, so, but yeah, so basically don't beat yourself up because you stepped back, because that was actually the assignment, was to pause. So you did. I'm not sure how many of the rest of us did.
It's hard to get over that guilt feeling, like, oh, I didn't really do, quote, do.
Yeah, do. Yeah. And yes. So you guys see that Dell's thing is go into the woods more. He literally is going into the woods and sitting. So
when he's doing that, though, man, he doesn't just sit. We know that.
Well, when you're sitting, even though you think you're not doing anything, you are. All right, then go in the woods and sit then. All right, so how do you want the how do you want it to go? The
I love Jeff's
idea.
That I think her tying it in, tying the intent thing in all the way across the board is great. But if we don't do that, I would want to go back to the focusing on one person per call. You know, having turns going in cycles that way.
You kind of went out when you said that last thing. So do you want to still focus on one person a call? But we don't.
Yeah, if we don't do the other with the new way, I want to go back to focusing on one person.
You do want to.
Yes, yes.
I have to keep asking you because you kept going out, so I didn't hear the word.
Yes, yes, yes.
So do you want to or do you not want to go back to focusing on one person?
I do. If we don't.
Okay.
If we don't change to the new cool idea Jet had.
Well, I don't know why we can't use the new cool idea that Jet has, but focus on one person at each time, too.
Yeah,
why can't
true.
It both? I'm not sure, but let's, okay.
Okay.
Let's marry the two together for a second and see what happens. All right.
That's
so
a great idea.
Who, we've got Kathy. I know Kathy's there.
Yep.
Okay.
I want to respond to what Jamie said, and I'm remembering, I don't know if you know the artist Mary Engelbright. She writes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie knows her.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you know, I always have gotten one of her calendars every year from my kids as a gift. And one year, it was all about the quality of being fallow and taking time off. And there's been a million quotes, and she used quotes from very famous, wonderful, quotable people about the necessity of taking that time off, the lying fallow. And back in Old Testament times, people could farm a field for 7 years, and then in the seventh year, they had to leave it alone. And it was in that year and because of that year that all the rest of the growth could happen. And they just left it alone. So it's not leave it alone like sitting in the woods and thinking magical thoughts. It's just leaving it alone, and that could be Del's way to do that. And when you were reading books or watching movies, Jamie, our minds are never not active. So there's qualities in that movie that makes it a movie that you like that we are absorbing in that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the field left alone, even though no one is tending to it or fertilizing it, I don't know if they did or didn't. I don't think so. I think they just turned the crop under like they do, and then the turned under stuff became the nutrients. So they had done that. So we're constantly turning under. And so the point of her calendar and the point of all of this is without that time off, we cannot move forward in the sense that we like to think moving forward means. So it's like the most necessary step is to have that time off, you know. And companies use that. You know, some companies are famous for allowing their employees to take 20 minutes off that isn't a break during the day or, you know, just sessions where they aren't required to do any work during that time. And from those times, it seems the ideas that they then do work on spring up. So whether we know it or not. So it doesn't have to be that we judge that fallow time by an idea that springs up. We don't judge that fallow time. We just do it and know that it's the right thing to do. So that's
cool. I would love to see that calendar. I wonder if you could still, I mean, it wouldn't be the right year probably.
It's a couple of years old, but this is probably not, and most of them, many of them I've kept. But I don't know that I have them all because sometimes I think, okay, you know, I have to be the drawer predator. I have to throw this out. Look, I probably won't look at this art again. But part of me loves Mary Engelbright enough that I just figured, now hang on to it. So I don't know. I know where I keep them, so I'll look and see if that's there, Jamie. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, I will. But okay, so then what did I do? I talked a bit about it last night, but I do think that instead of having creativity dates, for myself, it was an extremely creative time, so I think that creative is a juice that's working now outside of my control of it or choice to do it. I consider the Christmas decorating to be a very creative time because I have had no desire to do that for years. And part of it, it's not because I'm against Christmas. It's because my girls did it for me. They decorated the house. They loved it. So I didn't have to do a thing, you know. And they would decorate the tree and all that, so I didn't have to do a thing. And neither of the girls were going to decorate my house this year. And so I did. I had a desire to. It was an internal urge to do it. And so the way I put things out and the things I chose to do were very, very much me, you know. And Ken and I, for this kind of thing, are quite in sync, you know. And so I'm kind of reluctant to take it down. I'm looking at my kind of, you know, leaves down or branches down, Christmas tree that's still here. We wouldn't take it down till the kids left. And they just left on Saturday. So anyway, so it was an extremely creative time. I did a lot on Shift Masters on the card spreads, and I couldn't stop myself from doing it. I did the images for the qualities for the year, which usually I don't get finished until May. They're done, and I'm hoping after my student, who's right after this call, that I'm going to go off and get some colored paper to print them out on. I would have printed them by now, but this year I wanted to add that element. See if it works. And so it was a very, very creative time. I think for me, the thing that was hugest, and I almost wrote it in accountability just a little bit ago, but but I'm going to bring it up here. And it has to do with a dream I had last night that tells me what I need to be doing for this coming year. These dreams are coming, and they're running the show. And so it was that a group of us were putting on a show. And my part in the show was I was working backstage to do a lot of stuff that needed to get organized, but I had I don't know how many songs, but I had several songs that I was to sing. And periodically I would realize I haven't learned those. And then right at the time of the show started, whoever was singing the first song, and everything was organized, and I realized I never learned them, and I'm on in a few minutes. And I went in a panic, I mean, crossed right behind the singer that was on the stage, which isn't what you do, you know, go behind the curtains. But I didn't. It was so urgent to get to the person who was like the stage manager or the organizer of the whole thing. And it's a friend of mine that, you know, is musician friend from across the street, and Teddy's husband, for those of you who know who Teddy is, Greg. And so I went to him to try and say, I didn't learn them. We've got to do something else. You know, somebody else has got to go on. And he was absolutely uninterested. He just like got up and walked off. So I've sat a lot this morning trying to figure out, you know, you inhabit the other character to see. But what was pretty clear to me when I did quiet time about it is there are songs I need to sing before the curtain goes up. And so I asked myself, what is that? Because that idea of not being prepared has come up in a couple of things and is part of one of the cards, the quickening card from the Peace Tree Spread, Becca and Jed, so, and Michael. So anyway, but it wasn't that. It wasn't just not being prepared. The curtain going up, for me, when I asked myself, what does that mean, the word death came immediately. And I thought, okay, yeah, but you always think about that or whatever. And I was like, no, this is what it means. You need to sing your songs before the curtain goes up. You know, you need to sing your songs. And so then I've been pondering, and what are my songs to sing? And so, and I've done a little bit of work. You know, I always take notes in my phone with little images, so I've got that set of images lined up. And so that has to do with the insiders. What are the things that are my songs to sing? It reminds me very much of this overall sense of unity that's going on, that we're unifying the different sort of departments of Council, the Shift Masters and Insiders Council, the integration, but it's also my own seems to be going on, and that organic network and connecting those qualities of my intent. I see that it's really coming together, this not in sync, just this unity of it. You know, I don't feel scattered, and I feel less scattered, and so forth. So then, so that's just interesting to me that this unifying thing is all over the place. So in answer, I'm done. The answer to the question of unity or going back one-on-one, I'm not, I'm not quite sure how the overall unity would apply to insiders, but I'm very much for it. And I also do like the idea of going back to the one-on-one as each of us are ready to do that. And with a great intensity that it is very much in our own way, which it really is. It's just me who hasn't given myself really permission to be that way, you know, to do it absolutely my own way and so forth. So, yeah, I think a blending of the unity and the one by one is a good thing.
Cool. I love it. All right. And as you're talking, I loved everything you said, Kathy, about the fallow and how sometimes, and we have different ways that we go fallow. So sometimes it's mindless movies and sometimes it's sitting in the woods and sometimes it's creative, but we definitely need those fallow times and that pause time. So, okay. So I'm getting a kind of a sense how we can do the mastermind thing and still keep the unity, but I'm going to just keep letting it soak in as we talk to everybody. And I know that was Corinne that just came in. And Diane, are you there still?
I'm here, and I am out of the car, and I can chat.
All right. You're up, girlfriend.
I'm up, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So my goal was to do as little as possible. And that's not easy for me. And I sort of had to force myself, and I sort of didn't. Like, I really was really wiped out and knew that my body needed it, and I had to listen to my body. And there were certain things that, like, had to happen, just, like, daily responding to business stuff and family stuff and just stuff. But what I didn't do is I had some big projects that I wanted to get started on, and I said, you know what? That's what we're not going to do. We're not going to be like using any new mental energy towards anything fresh. Just, you know, if I have to write a quick blog or look at a post or something like that, that's fine. You know, plenty of stuff came up, but it was all like reacting to minor stuff rather than big brain power stuff. And it felt really good. And we got to go away to Mammoth for a few days, which was nice, and get out in the fresh air. And I'm doing the artist's way right now, and you have to do a weekly artist, take yourself on an artist date. So let's see, I took myself to the movies 1 week. I binge watched a TV show on HBO Go, which I've never done in my entire life, another week. And when we were in Mammoth, I spent the day walking and eating at the Crepe Place and doing a little shopping, and that was awesome. And I know there's another one. I kind of blew it off last week, not intentionally, but I wasn't feeling good, so the week kind of got away from me. But tomorrow I'm going to the aquarium, which is, it's been really fun. It's been really, really, really fun. So I recommend it. It's hard carving out the time, but got to do it. Got to do it.
Yeah. Going on dates with yourself.
Yeah. And it's really great. And it actually goes back to what I was talking about last night, like more internal trust and love. And there was a habit that I, this is totally has nothing to do with anything, but I'll share it anyway. There's this habit that I've been in since I was 11 years old, and it wasn't serving me, something not so good. For years, for, you know, 30-something years, I've been like, okay, we got to not do this anymore. But I couldn't ever figure out how to do that. And in class last month, somebody got up and asked, you know, how do I stop doing A, B, or C? And it was suggested that you just wake up in the morning and you say to God, I promise that today I'm not going to do this A, B, or C thing. So every morning I get up and I do that, and I keep a calendar, and every day I check off that I did it. And it was suggested that if you can get through 33 days of something like that, that you're in much better shape. So I have to say, after 33 days, my inclination to do it has really waned. It's really kind of fascinating. And I did it for a whole month, so I'm really super proud of that. And I'm still going and charting it and everything like that because I don't want to go back to it. It's been too pleasant. And the point is here is that it's like it's a self-love thing to not engage in a destructive behavior for me. And it was a minor thing, and you know, it was not a big deal thing at all, but it was something that I didn't need in my life. And but it required more than just me saying, I'm not going to do it. It required me promising to God that I wasn't going to do it.
Whatever way works.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. So how would you like, what is your feeling about the format for Insiders?
Well, I think I might have missed something, either because I got on late or because I just wasn't clear about how the unity thing would apply other than it being an overarching intent, you know, for Insiders.
I think what Jeff's referring to, because I kind of brought it up in Shiftmasters before, is that that if there's, I have the year sketched out. I can mm-hmm. always change my mind, but I have a year sketched out of what we're doing as the year progresses. So mm-hmm. whatever that overriding thing is for that, it's like this month, it's about qualities and intents. So mm-hmm. that would also carry over into Insiders also. So as an Insider, we might do it differently than we would be doing it in the Women's Council. What is the quality? Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, we might do it in qualities and intents and how you're doing your expression out in the world. It mm-hmm. still can go inside the Mastermind format. We would just keep it that the focus, what the answer is, how are you doing it with qualities and intents?
Yeah, that sounds really cool, and I like the continuity between all of it. But I also am very happy, and I think, you know, you said that your mind was sort of going, and you were thinking of ideas of how maybe we could do all of it, you know, do the one-on-one. Or at least maybe, you know, we all get one this year. Everybody gets one focus, and it's not a plan to, you know, keep revolving, but just we all get 1 month of focus. So, you know, I don't know. I don't really care, honestly. It's all good. If we get a focus month, great. If we don't, that's great too. Whatever you do will be great.
Well, I think we can still do the Mastermind thing. I'll go to Corinne in a second. So, but for example, I already have the list of where the Mastermind would go. The first person would be Jamie with Jet mm-hmm. taking notes, and then the next person's Jet with Kathy taking notes. So that's the next mm-hmm. 2 months. So it'd be the next month, since we'd be doing qualities, is when Jamie talks about what she's doing. How does that match the qualities of what she has said her intent is, or she could take mm-hmm. it as her intent, or whatever the how Kathy's intent, since we added that into it for these next 2 weeks. So it would mm-hmm. just be inside that same story, but we would
like
still
that.
Stay. Okay.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
I don't see why we can't do it that way.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, and am I incorrect that Cheryl's the only person in the council at this point that's not in Insiders?
Oh, well, now that you say that, yeah,
right.
That's true, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'll talk to Cheryl about coming into Insiders. She doesn't. She kind of knows about it, but she really doesn't. And since she doesn't have a business, she might be thinking, well, I don't. Why would I do it? But I will talk to her. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out.
I'm a pointer-outerer.
You're a pointer-outerer. Thank you very much. I might have missed that for like 6 months. Like, wait, we're only missing Cheryl. Good grief. Okay, well, I'll see if she wants to come into Insiders. And
okay,
then we'd
cool.
have everybody here. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Corinne. What we're doing is reviewing what we did in this past month and then talking about where you kind of want to go with your expression of yourself in this next year. And then you heard the discussion about bringing whatever we're doing in the Women's Council into the Insider as a focus, even though we do the Mastermind idea. So that's where we are.
I like that part. because it sounds very cool, trying to bring over the qualities as we're talking about our work.
Yeah, so whatever we're doing in the Women's Council would come over into how we talk about our work.
And other people listening for them. I mean, that sounds really awesome. So, okay, so it's been a quiet month for me in a sense with work projects because I had Justin off of school for a while and my parents were in town from France and lots of siblings gathered. I have been meaning to send out this email about my French class and I have the draft of it and I'm collecting emails. I just need to get it out, so that is hopefully going to happen maybe tomorrow, maybe tonight. I don't know. I'm working on it. But that's the only sort of pending big step. And I guess so what's the other piece, the plans for this year?
Yeah. Just an idea of where you want to go in this year.
Yeah. One thing is I'd like to get a few more students or at least one. So that, and I was realizing that it's not just the physical piece of not having the addresses lined up. I'm like, who should I send this email to? It's marketing. It's kind of like, do I need to pre-screen them or just send it to everyone in my, all the preschool parents in the school that I know from, do I stick with this year? Do I go back 2 years and do the ones that I have from it? I don't know. So,
Do you want the answer to that?
Yes, I really do.
You don't pre-screen because you don't know.
Okay. I don't know who made
and
it. Right.
You send it to every single person that you have on any kind of list.
Okay. So basically wider net, like cast a
wider net. You can't get your net wide enough in the beginning. And then if you get so busy, then you'll figure out where your market is as you go along. But right now, we don't know.
That's kind of stepping into the river. Like, I don't need to worry about being too busy yet.
No.
It's not even happening. So, take that away for now and just step in and just send it out to – I like that. Thank you very much. That's going to make me much more confident sending this email out.
Exactly. Take that question out.
So that's underway, and I'm, getting started on a new year. And when you were talking about Cheryl not having a business yet, I was thinking, gosh, I guess I could say I'm starting to have a business if I'm teaching on my own, right?
I think that's called a business. It's called a side hustle.
A side hustle, right? So here we go. Have a side hustle underway.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you guys all have a chance to listen to those side hustles?
Yeah.
I did. It was awesome.
It's awesome. I know.
Chicken.
It's just like, wow. And the chicken. But I love it's only 6 minutes long.
It's really
like,
good.
Oh, yeah.
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 So thank you for that.
All right. So, So that is your side hustle. And do you have any feedback on how you said you kind of liked the way that we would go with the mastermind?
Yeah, I think you can have the focus be qualities and still go turn by turn. I think you could do both.
Okay. Well, it'll be different each time because I have a different focus for each month.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's even more exciting.
Sometimes it lasts longer than a month, but mostly you can say, it's mostly every month, but some of them change in the middle of the month, but that's all right. And as I said, I'm kind of open to where it goes. So we might get to something and I'll think, oh, God, that might have bombed. We'll move on to the next thing. Or everybody loves this one. We'll stay with this for a minute. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I do know what the shared circle is this July is already, though. And it's only 3 weeks because July only has three Tuesdays. Because July 4th is on a Tuesday. So we're going to do The Little Prince. So if you don't have the book,
yay,
The Little Prince. It came to me. We're doing The Little Prince. I don't know why, but we'll find out as we get closer. Cool. All right. So that would mean that, Jamie, you are up in the next you're. So we are going to go back to everybody answers what they're going to do in this next month. But when you answer, try to stay within the context of what we're doing in the council as a whole, which now that Diane told me, we're all here except for Cheryl, and we'll see what we can do to get her here. So it really makes a whole lot of sense to just bring it over. So, and that when you answer what you're going to do in this next month, it might fall under your own intent, or it can fall under one of the qualities that you're working on. So just using Jamie as an example, you might go, okay, I'm going to take the quality helpful, and how does that fall into what I plan to do this next month? Could be that. You can take
that's great.
Yeah, so that'll be kind of fun. So each one of us will have a focus on how we answer. Because I know sometimes, I like the idea what Jet said, because sometimes, you know, you guys think, oh, my God, what am I going to say to her? You know, where do I want to go? Well, this will help us all get focused how you want to answer. And I know you all answer me completely differently. So that will be also really cool how that goes about. And then Jet will take notes, because we got to get Jet doing it before she goes crazy at the, you know, because we don't want her doing it when she's lost her mind. Right, Jet? She can't answer me because she's still in the car. We can say
too late, too late. Good try, too late.
I nice try, Becca, but it didn't work. Dang it. Okay. Let me just take a minute and tell you something else, because now that I realize that everybody's here, and Cheryl already knows this, the reason I got absolutely, well, there was more than one reason, but you all know one of them, but the other reason that I didn't get really any pause during the vacation is Della and I have been working our little butts off on preparing an online module for what is now just going to be called Seneca Colors and Wheels. So the first module is just colors. Oh, my God, it is so frigging complicated to make it come out simple. That's all I can say. And Bill and I were talking about, like, okay, if he hadn't spent years learning how to do videos, and I haven't spent years learning how to do websites, because this would never have happened, because we had to add a whole another set of learning on top of it. I had to add a whole bunch of stuff to the computer, and I had, okay, so I'll just wind here for a second. So we had to figure all this out, and I bought all these plugins, and I stuck it in my website, and then I spent a whole week working on it. Like, it was like building a house inside the website for this unit, this thing to be happening, so you can take this class online. And I had it all almost done, and then this website broke. So nobody why. It might have been hacked. It might have been something else. But it took me 3 days to convince the people at Bluehost that it wasn't me that did it, that there was something bigger than me going on. Finally, on the fourth day, I got someone who said, okay, I see the problem. I'm fixing it over here. You're right. It wasn't you. We're fixing it over here. But in order to get your whole website back, I have to take it back to December 15th, which meant every single thing I had done in the website was gone. Everything.
Oh, man.
So I did it again. But anyway, so that was it. That was why some of it that I wanted to do didn't happen. But then between Dell and I figuring out how do you make this very complicated, confusing thing that nobody ever put into a simple format, that people can actually look at it online and figure out what's going on. So anyway, we're almost done. Dell's almost done with the video part. I've done almost done with building the house, the online house. And it should go up next Monday. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because you are all getting that first module free, obviously. And I would love it if you would go through it, and then you'll be able, with all your brilliant kindness, tell us what works and doesn't work so we can fix it, because it's going to be like a beta version. So you and the people that took the workshop here in in California. I don't live in California.
So let's not even talk about that. Let's not even talk about those
then
people.
Then get it for free, too. So Cheryl gets already knows all that I just told you. So you also, I have to register you all. So once I register, once it's all ready to go, I will register you all so you don't have to pay for the class. I'll send you an email saying this is how you register. Go on and take it. Obviously, you don't have to do your colors again because you've already done it. But you will have to watch the video and then click done, because you cannot get to the next unit without finishing one unit. So you'll have to watch
good.
It. So you have to go
good.
Watch it.
No cheating.
Go. No cheating, right?
Good.
You have to go.
Good.
But you don't have to do the colors and stuff. You've already done them. But there are things that you have not done around them. So towards the end of the module. So I think you'll have fun. You've done it, but not in the format that it's coming up. So anyway, that was what happened over the holiday.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
So we're very close. And then now you know what you're going to get. When I send you a registration that you've already registered, just go log in with the registration that I give you. You'll know what I'm talking about. So that was my holiday.
Very cool.
All right. Oh, God. All right. So.
It's not a simple thing that you were accomplishing, Becca.
Oh, my God. No, it was a million pieces.
Pieces. Wow.
It was a million little pieces of putting it together, but it was also for Dell and I. There were times we sat there and went, oh, my God, we can't do it. And then one of us would say, but we said we would. But it won't make it. We just made ourselves crazy. So hopefully it isn't crazy when you get it. So,
thank you for making it.
You're welcome. I told Del, we're doing it for the people that are waiting for it. If nobody else likes it, they will. And we have kept our word. I actually think a lot of people will like it, but that's enough for us that we've kept our word and that you guys get some value out of it. So, all right. So, anybody have anything else they want to say? Because
I do.
Yes,
I do.
Oh, cool.
I want to emphasize, because I mentioned last night going more within, and I think that as we're talking about insiders, I want to, I guess, just reemphasize so that it's on the tape that this is the year that I focus on within, or learn to, or practice, or get better at, whatever it is, and learn to let go of the external. And just something that, Becca, we had talked about when we coached a few weeks ago that I started doing the other day, which is I have my list, and I get very frustrated because no matter how long my list is, even if I get half of it done or all of it done, there's still more to do, and I'm never feeling complete. So what I did now is I decided that every day I'm going to sit down for 1 hour, and whatever I get done in that hour is that whatever I get done.
Yeah.
And I feel so complete after that hour. Like I can really prize myself for getting that. And everything else is gravy if I work for 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever. But it's like I don't feel like I have to get A, B, and C done because I put in my time.
Yes. Yes. That's what we talked about, is that all we can do is that. And that hour thing is like just a expansion of what Kathy calls littles. You know, we talked about 5 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day on something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do that. Then it's complete. I love that. Because
getting
in the arena is what you put it.
Anyway.
You can't control the outcome. Awesome.
Right.
I love that. I love that intent. Anybody besides Diane have anything to say?
Mary Engelbright, there are images and explanations and things that she's done over the years. There's a whole website, or there are many, many websites. So even if Kathy doesn't find her calendar, I'll bet you we can find it somewhere around the internet.
I betcha. I'm going to check that out. Thanks, Jet.
That'll
yeah, everything's there somewhere.
Out. That'll teach me because I went and looked at my spot where I sure they were, and they weren't, so I must have been my, you know,
that's
right, okay.
It comes around
thing.
Another way, and that's
all. Exactly. It'll just show up. Yep, it'll show up in another way because I know that I still have that poster, although it's damaged. The snap out of it poster, the little girl standing there with her fists on her hips. I still have that poster, but it's kind of damaged, but I did find it on the internet. So she's got dozens and dozens of pages devoted to her stuff. And I'm sure if you put in Mary Engelbreit Fallow, something will come up on it.
Absolutely. Everything is there. We don't need to keep anything
yep.
anymore. It's almost like the internet
right.
is the version of the Field of Plenty.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I agree.
And just because it's about unity, I just want to remind you that sometimes if you guys hear us talk about cards, it's because we're pulling cards inside the medicine card book. And everybody can do that. So Field of Plenty card, my favorite card in the whole thing. Maybe everybody should just go read that. Maybe I'll just make that an assignment.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could just. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go look at Field of Plenty because I think that's important to notice what that card says. Fantastic. You guys are awesome.
We are, aren't we?
I have to say, sometimes I feel like I don't know, walking in the footsteps of some giants.
Well, we all are. We are all. Thank God there are giants before us, right? And their footsteps are really big. So, yeah. And sometimes they come back and carry us. So that's a really good thing. Yes, I know exactly what you mean, Cran. All right, everybody. You go have a date with yourself, for heaven's sake.
I'm going to go have a date with a couple of horses.
That was a good evening, Becca.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is such a good evening. Oh, Jet, horses. Horses, go. Do you watch Sunday morning? Sorry, I have to take this one last thing. Do you watch Sunday morning? Okay, you probably don't. Go look up Sunday morning, Friend of Horses. The last Sunday, you have to see that story.
What?
I'll
Friend of Horses.
I'll send it.
I wonder if we saw part of it. What was it about again? We saw some pretty cool stuff. We tend to try and watch Sunday morning.
Okay, then it was on there, and it's a guy who is friend with a horse that's 40 years old.
Yes. Oh yeah, it's on Facebook. I shared the story on Facebook. It's highly unusual for a horse to live to be 40, and this horse is relatively healthy. But I think it's funny because one of the horses that I care for across the way, just real briefly, he's kind of a curmudgeon. He was bullied, so now he thinks that's the normal behavior to use on everybody in order to get his way. And the guy who was the caretaker also works on a bridge, and he deals with people, and he doesn't necessarily like people all that much. So he goes home and he commiserates over the stall door with this 40-year-old horse. And they're a couple of grumpy old men together, which I think is so cool because it's like that camaraderie. That's what it's all about. When you start relating to some of these animals that mean a lot to you, like horses mean to me, it's like you can see that personality stuff, you know? It's just
Absolutely.
Great. I love that. I love that. Yes, I did see that.
Cool.
Almost like
all
relating
right.
with qualities, like with
yeah,
across
absolutely.
The animal-human
yep.
sort of...
Standing
Absolutely.
In unity.
Yep, standing in unity, understanding in unity.
Exactly.
I love
All right.
that.
Love you guys. Talk to you.
Bye. Love you.
Love
Bye,
you.
Everybody.
Love
Happy
you.
Class,
Bye.
Kathy.
Yes.
Bye.